Topic 52, Esotericism. 1. The basic approach for all who endeavor to grasp esotericism or to teach esoteric students is to lay the emphasis upon the world of energies and to recognize that behind all happenings in the world of phenomena, and by that I mean the three worlds of human evolution, exists the world of energies. These are of the greatest diversity and complexity, but all of them move and work under the law of cause and effect. The first task of the esotericist is to comprehend the nature of the energies which are seeking to condition him, and to work out into expression on the physical plane through the medium of his equipment or his vehicle of manifestation. The esoteric student has, therefore, to grasp that 1. He is an aggregation of forces, inherited and conditioned by what he has been, plus a great antagonistic force, which is not a principle and which we call the physical body. 2. He is sensitive to and should be increasingly aware of certain energies, at present unknown and of no use to him. Of these he must eventually become aware, for he is to move deeper into the world of hidden forces. They may be energies which, for him, would be evil were he to work with them, and these must be distinguished and discarded. There are others which he must learn to use, for they would prove beneficial and would increase his knowledge, and should therefore be regarded as good. Bear in mind, however, that energies per se are neither bad nor good. The Great White Lodge, our spiritual hierarchy, and the Black Lodge employ the same universal energies, but with different motives and objectives. Both groups are groups of trained esotericists. The esotericist in training has, therefore, 1. To become aware of the nature of the forces which constitute his personality equipment, and which he himself magnetically brought into expression in the three worlds. 2. To become sensitive to the impelling energies of the soul emanating from the higher mental levels. These seek to control the forces of the threefold man when a certain definite point in evolution is reached. 3. To recognize the conditioning energies in his environment, seeing them not as events or circumstances, but as energy in action. By this means, he learns to find his way behind the scene of outer happenings into the world of energies, seeking contact and qualifying for the bringing about of certain activities. He thus acquires entrance into the world of meaning. Events, circumstances, happenings, and physical phenomena of every kind are simply symbols of what is occurring in the inner worlds, and it is into these worlds that the esotericist must enter as far as his perception permits. He will sequentially discover worlds which will call for his scientific penetration. 4. For the majority of aspirants, the hierarchy itself remains an esoteric realm which demands discovery and which will accept penetration. I am choosing my words with care in an effort to evoke esoteric response. The task is to train students in the recognition of energy and force, to discriminate between the various types of energy, both in relation to themselves and to world affairs, and to begin to relate that which is seen and experienced to that which is unseen, conditioning, and determining. This is the esoteric task. From Education in the New Age, pages 60 through 62. 2. Esotericism is the art of bringing down to earth those energies which emanate from the highest sources and there grounding them or anchoring them. From Education in the New Age, page 67. 3. I would ask all esotericists to live redemptive lives, to unfold their innate mental sensitivity, and to work continuously with the meaning which is to be found behind all individual, community, national, and world affairs. If this is done, then the light will suddenly and increasingly shine upon your ways. You can become light-bearers knowing then that in the light you will see light, and so will your fellow men. From Education in the New Age, page 68.